Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Reese. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Virgil Barnes. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick bunts for a single. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pick moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lindstrom. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Pick scores. There goes Webb trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Lindstrom moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root strikes out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes bunts towards the mound. Root catches it and throws to first to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote pinch hits for Charlie Root. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Heathcote moves to second. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes strikes out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Scott pinch hits for Mike Gonzalez. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, too. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.